apply.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police are investigating a case of murder after a businessman was gunned down in Umhlanga, north of Durban. Shailen Singh, believed to be the owner of a truck and security company, was allegedly ambushed in the parking lot in Meridian Drive yesterday. SAPS KZN spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda.
Information at this stage suggests that the victim was seated in his vehicle when suspects opened fire at him, killing him instantly. The unknown number of suspects are said to have fled from the scene in two vehicles.
Investigations are underway after two people died in a horrific crash on the N2 near Spaghetti Junction. Emergency services say a minibus taxi carrying over 20 passengers lost control after colliding with the barrier on the southbound lanes this morning. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
Paramedics from multiple ambulance services treated approximately 21 patients on the scene with injuries ranging from moderate to critical before they were transported to various Durban hospitals for the further care that they required. Unfortunately, two males, believed to be in their 30s and 40s, had sustained major injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for them and they were declared deceased at the scene.
In the Northwest Province, Nat Joints says government is working to tackle societal challenges that lead to illegal mining. Hundreds of Zamazamas have emerged from a mining shaft in Stilfontein in the police's Vala Umgodi operation. Footage has also emerged of the conditions which the illegal miners live under. Nat Joints' Debelo Mosekili says Vala Umgodi aims to rehabilitate abandoned mines and prevent further unlawful exploitation. She says they're addressing the issue of illegal mining, which she says poses serious risks to both the individuals involved and the broader community.
We encourage all individuals involved in these activities to surface voluntarily and engage with law enforcement to ensure their safety and well-being. Government is committed to upholding human rights and the rule of law in undertaking its operations.
And finally, scientists have built tiny VR goggles for mice so they can better understand how animals behave in virtual reality. Researchers at Cornell University in the US say they created the mouse goggles using low-cost, off-the-shelf components such as smartwatch displays and tiny lenses. They say the miniature goggles could help reveal how the brain deals with spatial navigation and memory, which may help scientists understand diseases like Alzheimer's and its potential treatments. Your top story this hour, police are investigating a case of murder after a businessman was gunned down in Umhlanga, north of Durban. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.